of the voices of doctors across the country who say that the rape and murder of the doctor in Kolkata is part of a larger malaise which exists in India. Medicos in India are frequent targets of anger and hate, and hospitals which they say are not safe working spaces at all.
It's not only in Arimal, in all the hospitals across Delhi, and in fact all the hospitals across India. The security forces that have to be there in the premises are not there. The adequate amount, the optimum amount, they are not there.
And today we stand in solidarity with all the doctors and all the residents across the country who are standing together in protest and voicing for the basic rights, the rights of a Central Protection Act, the right to hang the criminals, the right for workplace safety.
I deal with all sorts of patients. I feel threatened every moment. I feel threatened every night duty. I am literally scared to go to work from the moment I heard the incident. I am scared to do my night duties. So I can never feel safe again.
Each and every workplace, we should feel safe at least first, and then we'll look about. Can we give good care to the patients?
The strict punishment should be given to the criminal, the one who was responsible for the rape and murder of our colleague. Plus Central Protection Act, which is still due, that we want that act, and we want the government, central government, state government, to ensure the safety of our residents who are working here continuously, especially the female residents, so that they can work. We are working tirelessly, so we can give our 100%. If we are not safe, how can we give our 100%?
Okay, working environment peacefully ho, jahan hum safe feel kare, kaam karne ke liye, hume duty aane ke samay mein hume dar na lage karne ke liye.
हाँ, उस समय बीइंग अ फीमेल थोड़ा सा ज़्यादा डर लगता है. नाइट ड्यूटीज़ में स्पेशली थोड़ा और ज़्यादा डर होता है. मॉर्निंग में काफ़ी सारे लोग होते हैं हमारे साथ.
और मैं जनता से बस ये पूछना चाहती हूँ कि क्या आप उस अस्पताल में इलाज कराना चाहते हैं जहाँ आपके ड्यूटी डॉक्टर के साथ रेप और मर्डर होता है? तो क्या आप वहाँ पे सेफ है? क्या आप सेफली वहाँ पे अपने मरीजों का इलाज कराने ले जा पाएंगे?
अभी देखिए, गार्ड्स और बाउंसर्स एम्प्लॉयड तो खैर है, लेकिन कभी कभी जब हम लोगों को रात में जाना पड़ता है कॉल्स देखने इमरजेंसी से, वो रास्ते पूरे खाली होते हैं. उस समय अगर कुछ हो गया तो कौन आंसरेबल है?
कि सीबीआई जांच हो मामले की, क्योंकि स्टेट गवर्नमेंट ने संडे तक का समय मांगा है. तो स्टेट गवर्नमेंट जो तथ्य है, जो सबूत है, उनको मिटाने में लगी हुई है. तो हम उतना वेट नहीं कर सकते संडे तक, क्योंकि सारे सबूत ही मिट जाएंगे तो फिर सीबीआई जाके क्या करेगी? तो सीबीआई जांच तुरंत करवाई जाए. और दूसरी ये मांग कि सेंट्रल प्रोटेक्शन एक्ट लागू किया जाए, वो भी अभी तक हमें कोई ठोस इस तरह का सरकार की तरफ से कोई आश्वासन, कोई लिखित आश्वासन नहीं मिला है. तीसरा ये कि आरजीकर की जो अथॉरिटीज है, हायर अथॉरिटीज, उनको हटाया जाए. तो हुआ ऐसा है कि प्रिंसिपल ने रिजाइन किया और वो सिर्फ एक ब्लफ था, क्योंकि प्रिंसिपल जिन्होंने रिजाइन किया उनको कलकत्ता नेशनल मेडिकल कॉलेज में एज अ प्रिंसिपल पोस्ट कर दिया गया है.
All right, well, the voices of doctors expressing their concern on what has happened in Kolkata. We're going to be looking at this case very, very closely. I'm joined by Dr. Piyali Sen Chatterjee. She is one of the doctors who's been protesting in Kolkata at the outrage which has taken place. Dr. Advitya Biswas, a protester at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences. K. Sujata Rao, former Union Secretary in the Ministry of Health. Dr. Shatrurupa, spokesperson of the BJP. And also Dr. Shantanu Sen, spokesperson of the Trinamool Congress, will be joining us. Dr. Piyali Sen Chatterjee, let's just talk about this case first. On the basis of the evidence which appears to have come now, on the nature of the attacks themselves, do you believe that there was more than one perpetrator involved?
Good evening to all. Yeah, thank you, NDTV, for inviting me as one of the other protesters. Actually, the evidences which are coming up, it's not going in favor that the crime has been done by any one person, because the brutality, the amount of brutality that has been used is absolute beyond the scope of any one person. And as the time is going and we are gathering more informations on the type of the crime that has been done with her in her last moment of her life, we are shaken to the spine. We are disheartened, we are numb, and we are at the same time we are angered by the type of brutality. I don't know whether this kind of crime has ever occurred in any other medical colleges of anywhere in the world. I never came across of such incident, such horrific incident. And
in fact, I wanted to ask Dr. Advitya Biswas, firstly, you know, I asked you this as doctors, you're trained to examine, medical conditions. You're trained to examine, conduct postmortems as well, understand attacks. In this particular case, there were wounds in the victim's eyes, mouth, genitals, left leg, neck, right hand, ring finger, lips. I'm not even getting into details on this. Do you believe that this is the attack itself? It's almost like a Nirbhaya type attack in terms of the brutality.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Advitya Biswas. I'm doing my residency in AIIMS Delhi, and I did my MBBS from Arjikar Medical College, Kolkata. So, firstly, I want to answer that it does not seem like an attack which can be done by one person. It's obviously more than one. Only one person to bring so much of injuries to a 31-year-old adult female. It's not possible, obviously. And also, there are certain parts of the PM, the post-mortem report, which is still under police investigation and obviously now will be handed over to CBI. I'm sure they will do justice to that post-mortem report, and all the perpetrators who has done this horrific crime will be arrested. And secondly, I want to speak as a girl and not only just as a female doctor, that it is a concern of all the girls in the country. If today institutes are not safe, tomorrow these filth of the society will enter into homes and do such crimes. So we implore every girl and every woman of the society to join us and help us to get a safety and secure environment for all females.
No, Dr. Biswas, I'm going to talk about this in the later part of my program. Be with us because I want to hear what you have to say. But Dr. Shantanu Sen, spokesperson and former MP of the Trinamool Congress, there are a large number of inconsistencies in this case, Dr. Sen. For example, the parents allege that they were not allowed to see the body of their daughter, that this was initially reported as a case of suicide when it patently is not a case of suicide at all. Why does this not indicate a cover-up to start with?
See, let me tell you.
Yes, go ahead, Dr. Sen. All right.
Am I audible?
Yes, please go ahead.
First of all, no sentence is to claim this heinous crime. Everyone in the citizen is condemning, same with me, same with my state as well. But
Dr. Sen, I'll come back to you in a moment. The audio seems to be bad. We'll try and fix that. Dr. Shatrupa, spokesperson of the BJP, do you believe that there is a cover-up in this case on the basis of the fact this was registered as a suicide when we know what the nature of the attacks are, that the parents were not allowed to... They let us see her at 2 p.m., many hours after they reached the hospital. The mother says, I fell at their feet begging, let them see my daughter, but they did not. Do you believe that this is part of a cover-up at the level of the hospital?
It's not a part. If the whole thing is a cover-up. Vishnu, let me start off from where the other two lady doctors left off. The first autopsy report that was given, and I'm telling you, whatever I'm going to say, I know Dr. Sen is going to counter this, but none of this is a figment of my imagination. It's all based on evidence which is now coming out, whatever little is coming out. The autopsy report, apart from the injuries that have been already listed, and you know, there are two different specimens of semen which has been found. So there's obviously a second person. Another point is they have found fluid in the dead body, which means this is indicative of rape after death. I don't even want to get into these details. Now let me come into the other part. What you said very rightly, the chief minister is the health minister as well as the police minister among some six other portfolios that she holds. Contrary to her usual stance of insensitive comments on different kinds of rape, this time she jumped and went to the parents, knowing fully well if the parents can be placated, then the rest of the cover-up would be completely fine. So she did that, but then after all, parents are parents. Parents have come out and said exactly what you said, that they were not allowed to see the dead body. Some very casual person called up in the morning of the death and said, something has happened to your daughter. Where the person who was in charge of Arjikar, Dr. Shondip Ghosh, he said that why was she there in the middle of the night? It happened at 2 o'clock in the night. He was on duty. And he said, why was she loitering around? There was absolutely no need. Now, this Shantanu, Shondip Ghosh has been now removed from RG Corps
and put into another medical college.
Exactly. Planted in the evening no, in the
so that,
in
that, that's just outrageous. In fact, ma'am, hold on. I want to get...
Just one second. Now, this is something that the High Court has said. I mean, how powerful is a person that you need to cover up for this kind of person? And before you want to, before you go to Dr. Shantanu Sinha, I just want to add one line. We have heard, I mean, this is now public knowledge, that there was a lobby, two lobbies, again, a part of a syndicate in West Bengal, between Dr. Sudipta Rai's people and Dr. Shantanu Sen's people. Dr. Shantanu Sen has been claiming, I'm sure he will again, that he's got nothing to do with this. In this case, if he doesn't have anything to do with this, I would say he's escaped by the skin of his teeth. Because everybody's going to get to the bottom of this.
All right, we're waiting for Dr. Shantanu Sen to come back. If we can't get him on video, let's get him on audio, please. Let's get him on the phone line. But hold on, ma'am, hold on.
They are ruining evidence.
I just want to go across to K. Sujata Rao. Ma'am, what the court said today is that the way the principal was handled in this particular case was, quote, disheartening, that it was not proactive. The principal was given the same role in another college hours after being removed from this. How would you respond to those, you know, with the basic question, how is this not a joke, a horrible joke?
I agree with you. I think it is a horrible joke, and I'm shocked and surprised that the administration could have been so benign about him. He ought to have been placed under suspension the least that they could do, and then have an inquiry about him. I mean, you know, for much lesser faults or errors or mistakes or misdemeanors, we have suspended doctors. This is such a heinous thing to have told the family that it's a suicide. And then to make all these comments, he's obviously unfit to be a head of a responsible and a big institution like a teaching hospital like RJ Carr Hospital. I think the court did well to make those comments that they did.
Dr. Aditya Biswas, I want to move to the other part of this program where we're actually looking at attacks on doctors and medicos. Can you narrate to us, as a young doctor yourself, any incidents of violence which was directed at you by irate patients or irate relatives or anything of that sort?
Firstly, yes, there were multiple events. Actually, in 2019, when there was the NRS Paribhag case that happened in NRS Medical College, I was there in RG protesting against everything that was happening in Kolkata, especially West Bengal, all the crimes. So that time CPA was told by the government that it will be acted upon very soon. But we were just given a timeline that it will be very soon and not a fixed timeline. And since 2019, today it's 2024, there have been multiple attacks on doctors as well as medical equipment, other medical personnel who have been attacked. And today it is in that position that a young doctor had to be raped and killed for the nation to rise again for this. We are too desensitized at the fact that the doctors get beatings and we face a lot of violence on daily level. Personally, in my internship years, as well as my half-staff years in RG Corps Medical College, I have faced multiple situations where there was guards, and thankfully, my co-PGs and my co-interns who stood by me and helped together in unity, we had protected each other from the vandalism. But then it has not stopped in small scale. It has been always happening. And all throughout the country, every other day, we get a news. Today, one more doctor has been beaten up. And currently, it's just one day news. Like one day, it will come on the news and we'll forget it.
We're going to focus on this. I mean, and we have in the past. It's just something that doesn't go away. Dr. Shantanu Sen is back with us. Dr. Shantanu Sen, the basic question in the case of this young doctor in Kolkata, how would you respond to those who say that this is an out-and-out cover-up? This was a case registered as a suicide when it patently is not that. For days, people have said that there are two semen samples. Therefore, this appears to be a gang rape. The court said today the way this was being handled, the principal was moved from this particular college to another college. It shows a great deal of insensitivity. How would you respond?
See,
See, I am also an ex-student of this very medical college, Arjikar Medical College. My wife is also an ex-student of the same medical college, and presently my daughter is studying in the final year of the same medical college. So I am really much more concerned than anyone. I strongly condemn the incident once again, and I believe that the documents won't be tampered. Investigation will take its own course, and the actual culprits will be found out and arrested. So far, the reinstatement of the principal is concerned, I must tell you, it's an administrative decision. As I am not a part of administration, I am unable to answer your question.
Do not condemn the administration.
I'm sorry?
Do you not condemn the administration?
See, once again I say it's an administrative decision, as I am not a part of administration.
Do you not condemn the administration, or does being spokesperson mean you can't do that?
Administration could have thought in a different way. That's their discretion. I cannot make comment on.
No, but Dr. Sen, I'm sorry, I don't understand this very basic point. Either you agree or you disagree. In this particular case, if the principal of this college
is removed to another college
within hours, does that not show gross neglect and a lack of sensitivity and understanding? That's what the court seemed to allude to you as well. Do you not agree with that?
Had I been a part of administration, I might not have done this.
So you aren't a part of the administration, I accept that. But as a doctor yourself, with your child in that same place, with your wife also in that same, do you not condemn this decision?
Once again, I repeat, had I been in the part of administration, I might not have done this.
Shatrupa, go ahead. Yes, Dr. Shatrupa.
Dr. Shantanu Sen is obviously trying to dodge the answer. Let me tell you, I was on your channel at 5 o'clock yesterday, and the other spokesperson, Riju, was there. Riju went on some tall talk that, you know, Sandeep Ghosh has been sent to National Medical to serve humanity. And that is the way they are sitting and covering up. I just want to shift the focus slightly. The court has also said this. If you look at the crime, Vishnu, it happened between 2:30, because she was seen at 2:30. She had dinner with her colleagues till early morning. We don't know exactly what happened. And the area of the crime was also a very limited space. Seminar room, maybe that floor. There are no CCTV cameras for the last 3 years there. There is absolutely no security guard there. The lady doctor is there. Dr. Shantanu Sen is saying his daughter is also studying there. So she also must be knowing this.
Dr. Shatrupa, I believe there was a CCTV, which is on the basis of that footage that the entry of this woman was noticed. The entry of the perpetrator was noticed. And the time that he exited was noticed. There was also a lot of corroborative evidence on the basis of a Bluetooth device which was found next to the deceased, which paired with his phone, which was later found. And he was arrested. As I understand it, it was on the basis of a CCTV camera.
No CCTV camera. The Bluetooth thing is correct, that they have found something. Now, whether the Kolkata police have planted it there or not, that we don't know. Because if you look at what I'm going to just tell you, I mean, this is absolute common sense. It's not BJP's angle or anything. So if the duration is limited and the area is limited, why has the police not why haven't they cordoned it off? This is something that we see as common sense, that this is a scene of crime. Do not cross the red line. Today we see on television that they're breaking it apart so that CBI gets no evidence whatsoever.
Anyway, let us hope that the CBI are able to do anything. But just, you know, because I'm short on time on this, and I really do feel it's important to focus on attacks on doctors. So, Dr. Shatrupa, if you'll excuse me, I want to go back to Dr. Piyali Sen Chatterjee. Dr. Chatterjee, the entire issue of attacks on doctors for anything and everything in emergency rooms, when doctors, the youngest of doctors, end up dealing with drunk cases, violent cases, people who don't have money and attack, who don't want treatment, who abuse doctors. How is this a regular phenomena? Is this something that you have personally encountered?
No, in my entire life, I passed around 25 years ago from the Archicore Medical College, and in my entire medical life, I must say I'm very fortunate that I have never come across any such hostility that made me very
Are you
fortunate.
Aware of others who have?
Yeah, I'm aware of that. Because
Could you
I'm
tell
a
us
part
what
of,
they go through, particularly young doctors? Young doctors
they
like Dr. Advitya Biswas on this program?
yeah, they are going through the hell, I must say that, because securities are the first and foremost thing that has to be ensured in all the hospitals. Otherwise, if we are not safe, how can we safely deliver our service? And all the persons, we don't see, we don't discriminate about who is coming, who is drunk, or who is getting a bullet injury, how he is getting this bullet injury, is a criminal. We don't look at it. We just serve the service. We give service to all of them. So it must be, the security must be ensured at any cost to the doctors in their service.
Dr. Advitya Biswas, do you believe that your job as a doctor, which is basically to save lives, is compromised by the aggression that you see among patients and their relatives?
Yes, obviously, whenever there is an act of atrocity against us, next time when we see a drunk patient, next time when we see a patient with aggressive families, we do get a little bit cautious and we do not act the same way that we would have in case of a normal patient. So obviously, this affects us as doctors. And we are really thankful that ma'am has not faced any such violence in her practice life. But yes, in my just short 10 years of my medical life, I did see from my UG life a lot of violence directed towards myself and my colleagues.
No, but Advitya, let me ask you, when you say that violence directed at you, was it verbal aggression? Was it physical attacks? Did people try and hit you or your colleagues?
Yes, there was an act of physical attack in Arjikar Medical College. So what happened was I was saved by the nursing staff. They called me to their room and the room was locked. Otherwise, the others, my co-interns at that time, they together formed a group and they along with the guards, obviously, they had successfully stopped the violence. But yes, there was a physical aggression towards us. And this is not a everyday event. There is like patients shouting at us about to get verbal attacks are like daily basis. Physical attacks are like, okay, once a month, twice a month. In the ground root level, is that what we face every day?
It's absolutely
so
horrific.
It affects us as doctors, and security enough is not.
There's a certain mindset over here. People need to understand that if you go and abuse somebody or you go and hit somebody, then there is action that needs to be taken against you. I'm leaving it at that. I'd like to come back to this topic again and track it much more closely in the days ahead. Let's see if we have time to do that.